Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us PGN Tuesday evening. This is Deborah with you here. Thank you for joining us, those dialed in for ministry. God bless you. Called in listening. God bless you. Those listening online or through the app, we welcome you. Welcome you. And November 8th, today is voting day in our nation. So we'll see what happens there, right? I wasn't sure. Anyways, so it's good to be here. So something came together, actually, just at the last minute here. I didn't know, actually, the Lord was putting pieces together for what he wanted me to share, but it came together this way. I was watching, actually, I just wanted to see the tail end of the news before I came on, just for mostly, you know, my local area, yada, yada. And there was one particular, for those of you in the North Carolina area, this is a note to you, but actually a note to all of us. But one particular candidate, he is has his, what's that, campaign, you know, where they do the celebration afterwards and the tables, they show, you know, the gathering where he'll give his speech after the election. Well, it's set up in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, okay? And I can't remember the candidate's name. It doesn't matter for those of you outside of North Carolina. But, you know, he's not going to give a speech until after the thing is called. But the reason it was on my radar today is because I was reading about different missions groups that have happened through the centuries. Today. And one of them, I was reading about the Morvanian missions and kind of how, what their theory was and stuff, right? And reaching, you know, a lot of the different culture things that I was reading was those that went to different, reaching different cultures and, you know, crossing over into different culture lines and not complicating the gospel of grace for them changing their culture and whatever that expectation is, not putting works on them, but just the grace and the simplicity of the gospel, but yet discipling them. And how there's different missionary groups and segments throughout the years who have set different things in order for other people wanting to go to the mission field to help them, right, for those that have gone before us. Well, anyways, I was reading about the Morvanian missions in the 18th century, and they would go in. They were more of a people who preached love. They weren't like a hell and brimstone type of teaching. They preached the teaching of love. And they were teaching the people not only the gospel, then they would disciple them, but it was through casual but all types of different conversations, wherever they went, restaurants, whatever it might be, okay, that they would plant seeds and then grow them and then harvest them throughout their thing. But they were one of the first that I had read, anyways, that was a self-supportive. So you had to be self-supportive to be a missionary with the Morvanian missions during this time. And it said that they had people that were doing craft industries whose profits went towards part of the missions. And two of the cities, one was Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and the other one said Salem, North Carolina. So I knew the Moravians, those in North Carolina know, they may have been there. There's Moravian Falls, and where they had come. There's certain even, my goodness, what is it called? Like retreats or not outlets, but you know what I'm saying, where you can go up there and actually pray, spend some time in the mountains, yada, yada. And so traditionally they were, they would stay in that area until they received a lot of persecution or they were driven out. That's how they would leave an area, okay? But there was support in Winston-Salem during this time. So even the land, so here I'm coming back to the land. So I had written that in my notes. I had circled North Carolina just because that was the first one that was on the list that was close to home, so to speak. And so when I was watching the news and they were talking about this man being, and so I'm going to be interested to see if he actually wins or doesn't win, but this gives us interesting for me anyway, a different even depth and taking to cleansing the land and renewing the land. And something that's been one thing I do want to pray over that's been on my mind just to kind of throw out to you guys for anyone who's actually, this has maybe happened to have been thinking about it for a couple of weeks now. So I think the Lord just wants me to bring that up into the open. So I'm going to cover one area that I may have covered before, but it's good to go back and then to take real life example, if you will, and then pray over that. So let me just read Psalm 67. It's kind of the version there from the, it says this, the seven verses. It says, God, be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on the earth and your salvation among the nations. Very similar, taken from the Numbers, the priestly blessing that Aaron was to pray. This is a parallel to that. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. That's verse 4. That was my highlighted verse there. Let the people praise you, O God, and let all the peoples praise you. Let the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. So let me find you guys there. So the blessing of the Lord is some of this. It's actually a responsibility. It's not like just getting a box of chocolates or this extra little gift. While those things are wonderful, and he does gift us and grace us with different abilities to serve him and to give his name glory, the blessing of the Lord, he blesses all of us who come under his covenant, his blood covenant. We have his blessing. His blessing is like carrying his name. That is a blessing, and we represent him. We have a responsibility in that, and he considers us even blessed when we come under his covenant. And because of that blessing, we the responsibility is to share it with others so that others may be blessed as well, right? We have an eternal blessing from the eternal one of all creation. So that is the blessing that we've received. So going back to the Moravian Falls, or the Moravian and the North Carolina, I was thinking, oh, well, this man is right there. And I had been speaking of cleansing the land, and then I know years ago I had visited Winston-Salem in North Carolina for a conference, especially a homeschool conference years ago, and there's a lot of witchcraft over there in Winston-Salem now. I don't know if it's still like that. It's been years for me since I've been, but that has been infiltrated in that area. Okay, so let's go back and even learn from history. If they're being persecuted and they were being ran out, if that was through witchcraft or people who don't like Christians, they will deliberately go after them. And a lot of those people are occultic and witchcraft people. We need to learn to take our authority and to fight in the spirit, and because we have given the authority to take dominion over the land, okay? And so this is one area I think that the Lord's going to grow us in, right? He's awakening us as Christians and in his word to traditional teachings, right, and traditional ways. He's awakening us to that. So where I have a parallel to that even in scripture is, and I know this might be controversial for some may not, but hey, this is PGN, and we're a people of God's grace and his network and prophetically, but some, I think, in some sense, here's what I'm going to pose, is that in the book of Acts, so we're going to go back even to the book of Acts to even reference to where we are now and where I see some stuff in the church where I'm seeing witchcraft come in. And even, I have mentioned here before being in a worship service, just worship, like it's just a worship night, and somebody that of a witchcraft occultic influence would show up And then when I went to a conference in Tennessee, I think I was telling you with my friend back in, I forget what, August maybe, wonderful, wonderful conference. They happened to mention in one of the teachings, it was like a deliverance type of ministry as well. Definitely the love of God and the grace of God was there, prevalent beyond belief. But they were mentioning that they will have witches show up there because they know they're doing deliverance. So these witches, their intention, this occultic intention, is that, you know, when they drive something out, right, when they're casting out demons, right, detaching them from Christian souls and spirits up and out, the evil one there that is present, the witchcraft people are wanting to level up in their power. And so they want to receive the things that are being cast out. That's completely evil, in my opinion. But we can't stop that. We can't control specifically that, but we can control and have, we have established authority superior because of our blessed covenant to take authority over areas and regions in which we reside in. And I think the more that we do that now, the more that we practice that now, we will be even more equipped to take authority over a land, maybe your neighborhood, your workplace, your community, and such and such and such, right, as it goes on and on and on. So do you think, okay, so Ananias and Sapphira, this is what I was going to say in the book of Acts, is, you know, when they lied, they sold a piece of land and they came before the Lord and they lied about it. He lied first, bam, he's dead. They pulled him out, buried him, whatever, and then his wife came in later. Peter's talking to them, and he says to her, is this true? Is this true? She goes, oh, yeah, that's true, but she lied. And then he, you know, at this point, Peter knew what the Lord was doing and told her, hey, this is going to happen, and the same men that pulled you are going to, you know, send you to the grave as well, and sure enough, that happened. Well, the thing here is I'm wondering, really posing and curious, is I really don't think that Ananias and Sapphira were Christians. And here's the thing is this. I don't know if they were believers, because we don't see any other example in the New Testament where the wrath of God and the judgment of God falls on believers. I don't know. Maybe there's one someone can text me and tell me, but in the New Testament, I don't see that. They're the only ones. And I know there's some controversy on this, but I'm going to just bring those forth anyways because of this too. Also during that time, even though there was Barnabas sold land just prior to that, okay, he sold land prior to that and gave all of the proceeds to the people to help them. Okay, so then Ananias and Sapphira come up. Yeah, does it look like they're trying to, like, maybe they got the idea from Barnabas, but what was happening during that time, follow me on this, was that the Pharisees were infiltrating, they were trying to infiltrate the church. And the purpose and the reason was, is the same type of witchcraft and occultic behavior, except they were Pharisees at the time, as they were trying to get on the inside of the church to tear it down from the inside and be accepted. So could they have gotten the idea from Barnabas? I think they could have. But here's the thing too, they were also bragging about the parts that they kept when selling the land. They were, so some people knew this ahead of time even as well, because it's written as such, presenting it to us, that others knew as well that they were holding money back. It wasn't just a surprise to everybody. And they were bragging about that. This is very much a behavior and motive and incentive, if you will, even of a Pharisee, that they loved money and they loved people to praise them and the, like, the accolades that they got from other people regarding their money. Okay, so again, behavior matches, those things match up, okay? And so God would have taken care of that. And in the book of Acts, okay, so we have this new errors happening, right? This whole church in this new era, God was establishing something. God was establishing something, and he was going to preserve it and make sure that it was preserved and the fortitude of faith was protected. So he took them out, okay? And then there's a scripture later on that says something about, and the rest of them seen and didn't follow, or something of the sort. And I think they're referring to the rest of the Pharisees actually seeing. So it was a, you know, example to the others, hey, don't try to infiltrate. Don't do this. You know, God's judgment is on this, right? And it's interesting that Peter himself, look at Peter himself lied when he said, yeah, I don't know the Christ. I don't know him, to the girl at the fire pit, remember? He lied, right? And now Peter's telling them, okay, so think about that. Peter's telling them, yeah, something to ponder even a little bit deeper. That is not, I don't think that they were Christians. Okay, so now if we're having in our time, in our day, and God's doing a new era, and we're having this infiltration of witchcraft and occultic people coming into the Christian church because they hate Christians, so they're trying to get in on the inside. So we are going to see people whose motives are not right. They're just not going to be right, and we're going to need to be able to take authority and establish a superior covenant of the Most High with our authority, even in our churches, and binding the enemy, and conferences that we go to, and places that we rule and reign and have not, right? So even if you have a home church, you have people coming into your home. Are you going into other people's homes for home church? We want to be aware. We want to be keenly aware of the strategies of the enemy, and that is one of them. Okay, so let me ask you this. When on the third day, on the third day, when God created the oceans, the sea, the dry lands, and the earth, the herbs, the plants, the fruits, and the trees, and the grasses, that was created on the third day. Do you think God knew when he was making the grass and the hills and the seas and the mountains, he knew God had a purpose for everything that he created? He knew where the Temple Mount was going to be on the day that he created earth. I think that he did. So the Temple Mount is a land that has purposes of God on it. He created it for a purpose and a placement and a time. This can be redeemed. The land needs to be redeemed in Israel. The land needs to be redeemed here, right? If you're thinking of purchasing of a home, you're thinking of serving the Lord in ministry or beginning a business or whatever it might be, you want to ask the Lord where the placement of that is to be, that he's designed and created it to be, you know, where his purposes are for you. Maybe it's a place that needs to be redeemed, but maybe it's a place that he's created all along and preserved for you for that time and place and space. And we need to ask him for those things as well. So, and we see this too. I know I've prayed this a lot here. I know I pray this with others a lot when they bring, I know I've prayed this a lot. And I think, I'm pretty sure I've prayed this here, as in Colossians 1:20, where the Lord, let me just read it specifically from here so I don't mess it up. Well, 19 says this, I'll read 19 and 20, but for it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood on the cross. So God reconciled all things unto himself on earth and in heaven. He's reconciled everything. In the millennial, that thousand-year reign, which is kind of between the time where he's going to wipe things out and then create anew, right? But if he takes a thousand years, why would he take a thousand years to reign with his people, to shepherd his people for a thousand years? I know he loves us. He loves humanity so much. He could do things in an instant, you know, with his breath and his nostrils and just recreate and wipe out. And he's for a thousand years, he's going to teach us and shepherd us to reconcile. In his heart of reconciliation. And if the word of God says that Jesus ever lives to make intercession, And as a ministry, an ongoing ministry of reconciliation, I do believe we are a part of this. And then he's teaching this to us and opening our eyes to this and to see it more, how we can partner with him because we're his blessing and we want to bless the earth for dominion, to take dominion and to cast some things out that that we drive things out. Things don't drive us out. We drive them out. So let's get to that part here. So the covenants that are subordinate covenants to the covenant of Jesus. Jesus's covenant is superior to any other covenant. Every other covenant is subordinate to his covenant, okay? So we can establish anywhere, really. You can systematically establish a superior of the covenant that you have with the Most High God. And that is through, as I said earlier, the blood covenant, which is your authority. So when we invoke his superior with his blood covenant, which is Jesus, then we drive out spirits, okay, wherever you are. Even if you're getting your nails done and you see a little Buddha or whatever, Muslim, something, or a strange prayer, strange wording, you know, you can take authority of that under your breath. That you, okay, so we want to drive those, Jesus drove spirits out with a word. So we want to use our words, we want to use his word, and push back on the demonic in order to honor our king. So the prince of this air, right, where it talks about the prince of this air, I see those of you that remember me talking about that before, is so we are pushing back because he is subordinate to the king, right? So just like Jesus with the rapture, he's going to, it says he's going to call us, or the rapture, or the second coming, he's going to call us up into the air. His word does say that. So he has rulership even in the air. In the air, right? He's going to, it's proving to the enemy once again, he's purchased that. He's purchased the atmosphere. He's purchased all of it. He just embodies his spirit and his presence. And so we take authority. So we can, let's see here. Let me, so I was talking about in the neighborhood, walking through the neighborhood with the prayer of asking the Lord to remove. Just remove any spirit, person, or obstacle, anything obstructing the kingdom agenda from your neighborhood or wherever that place that you're in. And don't try to assume you know, especially a person. I was a little hesitant in even saying that, but just leaving it open-ended and let God know. If it is specifically a person, for God to know who to move or not to move, and that we don't do that part of God's job is controlling the person. We're just want to move forth out of the spirit, right? Because he could bring somebody in. So the second part of that prayer is to bring in those who will add to the spiritual authority needed for the kingdom of God. But if he brings somebody in who needs to be discipled, you know, or needs to hear the gospel, God knows that ahead of time too, right? So they're not going to be just completely established already, but they're going to add to it, right? So and just praying that again, let me just say that, remove. If you're in a place, I will just say, if you're in a place, an establishment, that is an open public place, and you've been invited there, then your spirit and your presence that you carry is welcomed as well. And if you're sensing something, you can pray specifically that spirit. If the Lord gives you a word of knowledge, or you can just obstruct and bind that spirit while you're there. Take authority over it. Leave the blessing or whatever. In part as well, removed, bind, and then in part, the peace or the love or the, whatever it might be, the right motive, purity, truth, his light, whatever it might be. So once you bind or remove, then in part, the blessing, in part, the word. And you can even ask the Lord as you're doing it as well. Okay, so anything, but I was mentioning as I was walking in the neighborhood, just asking the Lord to remove whatever's obstructing the kingdom agenda from your life, from your calling, right, from your neighborhood, and bring in those who will add the spiritual authority needed for the kingdom. Okay, so the establishment and the planting and the plowing and the flourishing of the kingdom to come into your neighborhood. And I think that I've shared here before about the church leaving the pamphlet on the door, that they're praying for us. And literally, I seen the man drop it off, and he literally was praying. So it was legit. It wasn't just marketing. They were legit praying. And I've never seen that before. And our neighborhood is a neighborhood that would need prayer. So I was thankful that the Lord brought in others to pray over the households, others to pray for this area, right? And then I was saying how they were repaving. The next week they were repaving the, or I say next week, but roughly, like it might have been a week and a half or 2 weeks later, the next thing the Lord had shown me, there was that they were repaving some of the roads in the neighborhood, and the truck said Kingdom Trucking or something like that, and it said Matthew 6:33 on it. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. And that's what they're putting down on our streets, you know. And somebody hired them, right? Somebody hired them, and they're coming and they're doing the work. The kingdom work is being done in the streets, okay? And then yesterday, or the day before, just this week, I was walking because I work up front, so I can see. I'm at the front of the house, and I can see the neighborhood. Are the streets, and there's this older woman that walks in the neighborhood, and she is cultural. I don't know if she's Hindu or what, but she wears, you know, the skirt with the wrapping. They're real pretty, different colors and stuff, but she's older. I recognize her because she wears that, and she's older, and she will walk by our house, right? So the other day I was walking to go get the mail because we just have one of those systems that's like an apartment. You have to go get the mail. It's like, I don't know, six houses down. And when I was walking, I seen her on the other side by the mailboxes, so she hadn't crossed the street yet. And when she seen me, she turned and went the other way. And I know she walks this way. Like, I know she does because I see her. She walked the other way. And I was asking the Lord, I said, oh, wow, Lord, that's interesting. I just started talking to him, and I said, is this a spiritual thing? Is this a spiritual thing? Like, she's picking up on something and moving in a different direction because it's spiritual. And all of a sudden, after I had said that to the Lord, she just started moving her arms quicker and started walking faster. And I said, that is just so interesting. So I don't know, but definitely interesting. Okay, so... releasing those things, right? So saying this is that if we can do this every single day and anticipate some measure of change. Okay, so this is what I'm seeing is some measure of change and things that I haven't seen before. I don't know exactly everything that's happening, but we're seeing some measure, and I'm going to continue to pray and to navigate through this as the Holy Spirit is teaching me to pray. And in this aspect here, where I rule and reign in my home, right, and I have authority, and the only spirit that's welcome is the Holy Spirit, is the same as your home, our place that you dwell. And then when I go to church as well, so I think it puts a keen emphasis on our spirit and our awareness when we're walking into situations of, like, yuck, or this is incredibly uncomfortable. I don't even need to be here for whatever reason, right? And just leave. Like, when you feel that uncomfortable, I'm sure everyone's probably had that. It's just too much demonic, too much evil, or unclean spirit, whatever it might be, you know, malice or hatred or strife. You know, you just... aren't going to walk into that, kind of going to participate and walk on that playing ground and that playing field unless there's a purpose or a reason that you're there, right? But if you can get gasoline somewhere else, if you can pick up a drink, a Pepsi somewhere else, then you're going to do, you know what I'm saying? Like you just discern when and when not to. And so the other part I was going to say this is that I have been thinking about pondering for a couple of weeks now is that a couple of things. When we went to South America, Bolivia, we went into the city there and there was a Catholic church up on this hill. And I remember one of the two things happened with the girls. One of them, like on the stairs walking up to it because they were doing a service and they had the door open, I don't know if it was a prayer. I don't know if it was maybe not a service, but the church door was open and there were definitely people in there. They may have been, I don't know. But one of the girls said, no, I'm not going in there. I have no interest to go in there. I need to go wait down here. And there were a handful of people that were the same way, like, hey, we'll just be on these benches down here down here. So there was another girl who went in there and she was walking out. As I was going in and I was just going to look inside. And she said, that it's creeping me out. She goes, this place creeps me out. I'm not going in there, you know? And I knew when she said that she was sensitive to the spirit and the things of the spirit. And there was not a Holy Spirit dwelling within this Catholic church in South America. And so, I said, well, what are they doing? What are they, you know, she's like, I don't know, just the way they pray and whatever, you know, she's like, I said, okay. So I thought, well, I just want to go into the back of this church to check this out to see, because I was thinking maybe I could communicate to her and help her a little bit, understand things in the spirit, but I wanted to understand what was going on there specifically so that maybe when I talked to her, she could put the pieces together a little bit more. So I was in the back of the church, very much a Catholic church, people sitting, people up front. I don't know if they were praying in Latin or what. I don't know. It definitely wasn't like we have a spiritual tongue. Definitely wasn't that. And very long, so it was hard to see up front exactly what they were doing or not doing. And some people, I think, actually, some people might have took their shoes off. I can't remember specifically, but I wonder if they did. Anyways, okay. I don't remember specifically, but let me get to that part in a second. And so it's like, yeah, this is weird. Like, this is weird. I'm out of here, right? Okay, so there's that experience where I traveled. So here's what I want to pose to anyone that's maybe traveled or you went to some place where or even in your family bloodline of any sort where you had to go, like maybe you were a child and you went into some place that the Holy Spirit wasn't there. Okay, so when we were in Israel, here's another example. When we were in Israel on top of the Temple Mount, the Palestinians are taken over and they have a mosque there. They have their mosque there. And so when we were in, they were very much treated like dogs, you know, for us as Gentiles. And when we were up there, I was saying, oh, can we go inside? And they said, well, you can. I think you have to pay, like give them like $5 or something. You have to go inside. And I think the pastor was saying you have to take your shoes off and go inside. And I was just curious to see in my simplistic, naive way, just to see. And my husband said, I'm not going in there. And which made me think, I'm so glad that he said that. And I thought, well, no, I'm not going to go in there either. Well, when I read later, here's the thing, is that if I would have went in there, two things, okay? The money, which I forgot about until just now, but even the very fact that there wasn't money involved. Let's say that I go in and their thing is that I have to take my shoes off. When I am abiding to their rules to a subservient spirit, that I'm giving away my authority. That's my whole principle in this, is that I'm giving away, I'm taking placement, and I'm no longer in the place of the superior authority under the covenant of God. I just bowed to the subservient one. Do you see what I'm saying? So I'm not going to have the same authority if that's taking place, if I'm going to play by their rules and their ways, okay, it's just not going to happen. So we thank you, Father God. Let's just pray right now. Father, we thank you, Father God. Any forms of idolatry, paganism, God, pharisaical ways, Lord, witchcraft, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for your blood, God, to cover your people, everyone listening, God, in their ears, God, their ear gates and the heart of their understanding and the wisdom of your word, Father God. We just repent for ignorance, God. Repent, God, and ask it for your covering and your infilling of your Holy Spirit afresh to regenerate those areas, God. Reconcile those areas, God. We lay it before you, Father God. We thank you for the washing of your word to reconcile. And I'm really seeing him reconcile that and mend it back together by his blood. He's mending it, even hard places that were like almost like metal. It's just with ease being reformed and reshaped back into him as a firm foundation. So we thank you, Father God, for this, God. We thank you, Lord, that we will not turn, God, to another God, that we will not lay down what you've given us, the blessing that you've blessed us with, God. We will not lay it down, Father God. And we thank you, God, for keeping our spirits awake, Lord, and just awaking us to traditions, God, that even traditions are wrong, Father, just traditionally, Father God, that it's wrong, God. And we thank you, Lord, for teaching us all things, growing us and establishing us in the faith, God, because we are rooted and built up in you, Lord. And we thank you, God, that we will be overflowing with gratitude, God. And we thank you, Lord, teach us to redeem the land. Teach us to cleanse the land, to bless the land, and to call forth the land, God, for the areas that you've produced it. You've called it to be producing fruit, Father God. Let us walk in those ways, God. We call forth the fruitfulness of the land, God, in our businesses, God, as you bless the work of our hands and you're preparing many of us, God. I really feel like the Lord's preparing many of us by what he's placed in our hands and what you're doing right now. What you're doing right now for the Lord, he's preparing you. So I thank you, God. We thank you, Father God, for your goodness and your justification. And we praise the name of Jesus. We thank you that Jesus ever lives to make intercession and he's reconciling, God. So we come into agreement with heaven. We come into agreement with the purchase that was made from heaven and the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus that speaks better than any other blood, Father God. We receive it. Let the blood of Jesus lead the way, God. And you are making us, Lord, a distinguished people in the land, Father God. Even clear the airways, God. Clear the atmosphere. Teach us, God, to know how to do that, Lord, that we are producing people, God. Even when their clouds come, the clouds produce a rainfall, Father God, that we are producing people, even in the atmosphere. God, we pray over Florida. God, we pray over this hurricane prediction, Lord, in Jesus' name. Teach us to pray, God. We just push that back in Jesus' name and protect the people, God, and change those winds and that atmosphere, God, to slow that down in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We are people, a redemptive people with a priesthood for your name, God, a priesthood carrying your name, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, that might have went a little longer than I thought, but thank you. And thank you for those who prayed for us last week. Man, my throat, I couldn't do it for an hour and a half. I just could not. But thank you for your prayers. I was blessed by them, and I did feel better, so thank you. Okay, we're opening up the phone line, 205-531. Good evening. Is this Julia May?
Yes, it is.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
Just fine.
Good. Well, let me get a drink of water, and I'll pray for you.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for Julia May, Lord. We just come before your throne and your kingdom, God. We thank you, God. Thank you, Father God. The Lord is keeping things on track. And I see it like a what is that, like a little outdoor, it's like a Jeep, kind of open-ended, like when they go in the safari things. And even though I'm saying on track, it's like because it is on track, even though the field is open and the field is wide, but the Lord has you on track. I'm not sure it's like specifically where the tires are going to be, even though, again, I'm not seeing a literal like track on the ground. Mm-hmm. It is a wide open field, but the tires are going to hit on track. Mm-hmm. Where the Lord would mm-hmm. have you. And maybe that's even traction, you know, taking up traction, getting mm-hmm. there and making the place and making the. So, Father, we thank you. Thank you, God, for just what I'm seeing and what you're showing, God. And I'm not mm-hmm. even sure about this safari thing, you know. And even mm-hmm. like, I mean, people who hunt, that's big game. So I don't know if the Lord's mm-hmm. like preparing you for big game. You know what I mean? Like, okay, you're like mm-hmm. kind of like you're fisher of men. Now it's bigger. Like now, then they go from the hook to the nets, you know? And then mm-hmm. this is, and I don't even know, like maybe, I don't never really talk to you about this, but maybe it could be like a somewhat taking out the enemy, like a big game taking out the enemy, you know, where like, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know if you're even skilled in that kind of thing. Like, I remember one girl on the church that we used to work with, she did, I told her she was like a sniper for the, cause she could see the spirits coming from such a distance. She would just take them out, you know? So Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Julia May's role, God, keeping her on track, God. It's just this wide, it's just wide open. I mean, it's so wide open. But the Lord is going to have you on track in this safari Jeep and in this field. God, we just thank you. God, thank you, Lord. You know that like the harvest is ready. The harvest mm-hmm. is ready to take track and take traction for the harvest. It's ready. So we thank you, Lord. You give her eyes to see. You give us all eyes to see, God, those who are ready. God, by your grace, Lord, let us speak into that, God, and redeem lives. God, redeem time, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. There will be no more, will there be a counterfeit, God, because I mean, we'll see. We'll be so keen in the spirit to see that we're exposing it. We're upturning it. We're revealing it. We're taking it out. And it's not going to be present, you know, we're like reconciling that, what he's already, mm-hmm. he's already by his blood, you know, death, sin, and the third one, victory, you know, he has a victory in Jesus' name. So we're going to be walking in his victory. So it's not going to be a counterfeit victory, but it's going to be walking in his victory by what he's already won for us. So we thank you for that, God. We thank you, God, for leading her. Thank you, Lord, for leading her, Father God. And he's open. It's a broad place. That's what it is. The Lord's bringing to you, a broad place. God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. So let me go to that verse. I know it's... Yeah. Yeah, so that, it's interesting that this verse is in there like five times and they're all very, very similar. About him bringing me out into a broad mm-hmm. place. And he delivers me because he delights in me, or he answered me and set me in a broad mm-hmm. place. Yes, rivers and streams. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for setting her in a broad place. God, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Well, praise God. How are you doing, Julia May? Give us an update.
Yes, sir. Doing great.
Good. Very good. Good to hear it.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing good. Mm-hmm.
Good. And don't you have a friend? Was it your friend that was Tammy? Or no, was it someone else? Was it your friend that we were?
A co-worker. I'm a parent in her class. She's a teacher. I'm the parent. But she's doing, God is doing better. She's walking and she's trying to talk.
Oh.
So, you know.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Good. Okay.
Yeah,
so she's making improvements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's having speech and physical therapy. When she get a little short, they said she was talking last night. She got a little short winded. But she also has congenital heart failure, like jumper, so she probably got some fluid, you know. They get a little tired, so, you know, but she done came a long way in 3 weeks. Mm-hmm.
Wow, yeah. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Now, is she in the same hospital, or is she, like, in a rehab?
Yes.
Like,
oh, yeah.
She's
still in the same hospital, but they tend to,
okay.
You know, like, move towards rehab now. So, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
So they got
good.
It.
I'm
yep.
So,
so you know
progressing.
She talks. Yeah, she talks. She get a little confused, so she's still trying to, you know, get stuff straightened out. So, but,
mm-hmm.
but you know, like I said, almost 2 weeks ago she was out. So we just thank God, you know, she finally woke up because she was out for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh yeah.
Let's pray
mm-hmm.
for her. Let's pray for her. Do you have any other prayer requests?
See a prayer for my niece, like my nephew wife, the one that was in a coma. It's been 15 months now since she had, you know, came out of it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Mm-hmm. But she did have 2 strokes, and she had already, she was diabetic and with the COVID, and then, you know, she needed to be on dialysis also for, you know, because she... I've been through a lot, so it's been been 15 months now, a year and 3 months now. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Now, did they move her, or is she still in the same
she's
place?
In long
is she in a
no, she is in long-term care. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they moved her about, like, 2 months afterwards, so she's been there at least 13 months now, I think. Mm, she's been there a minute.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's pray.
Thank you.
What is her name?
They call her Niecy. Denise, they call her Niecy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I used to have a cousin we called Niecy, too. It was, her name was
mm-hmm.
Denise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's cute. Okay. Pray for her. Father, we thank you, Lord. We just lift up Denise, God, and we lift up Tammy to you, Father God. We thank you for your restoration, Lord, and your mercy, God. We thank you for your grace, Lord, just for them to arise and shine, God. Let your mercy shine upon them, Father. In Jesus' name, we ask for a full restoration for Tammy, God, as she continues, Lord, to walk and speak, Lord, and just be renewed, God, in Jesus' name. We ask, Lord, that you minister to her by your angels, Lord, and your comfort, Lord. Instruct her, God, and just refire those things in her brain, God, those neurons,
mm.
and refire it with your energy,
mm.
God, and
mm.
with your light, Father God, and touch that, Lord, in Jesus' name, with your restoration, Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray for Niecy, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we speak to her spirit to arise, God.
Mm.
We ask, Lord, Father, you've done such a work just completely from antiquity to today, God, where you intervene, God, and you make your name a headline. God, we ask that for Denise, God. We ask that for your name's sake. And healing for her and her household. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Well, God bless you. Thank you for joining us.
Oh.
It's good to hear you. Good to be back.
Oh, yeah. Good to have you back. I enjoy listening to you. Thank you for the word. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. And do you have anything you want to share with the people?
So, like I said, just thanking God, praise God for, you know, they recovering, keeping in jump, continuing to do well. So I'm just thankful. Mm-hmm.
Well, good. Good. Well, good to hear that. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and God bless you.
Yes, God bless you also.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, so now we have... Okay, hold on a second, because I wrote this down earlier, but now it's changed. So, okay, 803-991. Good evening. Who am I speaking to, and where are you calling from?
Good evening, Debbie. This is Angela, South Carolina.
Oh, hi, Angela. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
How are you?
Good. Okay, yeah, everything on the board changed. Let me, okay, so I think it should be okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, excuse me, for Angela, God, in Jesus' name. We just come before your throne, God, and your kingdom. I'm going to mute your phone. Hold on, I'm sorry. I feel distracted. Father, we thank you, God, for your Spirit, Lord. We thank you for the drawing of your Spirit from Angela to you, Father God, in Jesus' name. And even a funneling, like just a drawing, you know how people like siphon things, you know, just this drawing from the Spirit to receive from him. And this funnel and receiving, excuse me, and also, like, again, just siphoning it out, and then this funnel, then it comes pouring out, like drawing on the Spirit. And then it just comes pouring out, you know, where you need a funnel to not necessarily discern it, but to take in all of it and, like, digest it and to see what the Spirit is saying and how he's moving. And I know I say this when the Spirit is such a good communicator that he doesn't even have to use words, but yet when he comes in such a way, he is speaking, even in his silence, even in his presence. Like, if his presence carries great peace, it is actually speaking and ministering to us, and we're discerning what he's saying, even with the character and the virtue that he brings, without his words. But there's such a depth to his understanding, and it's like knowledge to knowledge, you know, and it needs to be funneled so that we can, that part needs to be funneled so we can take it in the sight of heaven, you know, to take it in and to really discern and get the most of it, and you know, not to lose sight of any of it, and not to, like, for it to be a mishap or anything, you know, kind of like, you know, if you're going to drink a can of pop or whatever, and you would put a straw in there, so you're going to sip on it because you're going to take it in, it all belongs to you, as opposed to just chugging it and then, you know, getting it on your face or whatever, you know, spilling any of it. So there's just that cultivating it and taking it in. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. I just feel like I'm limited in my words and how to say it, but to discern, even when he just sends his character, what it is he's saying by his presence, by his nature. He is speaking something, even when he doesn't even use words, is what I'm saying. That's the depth of the Spirit, the wisdom of his revelation, the mystery to his presence. So thank you, Father God, for speaking to Angela in such a way, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for her heart and even just that hunger to draw and to siphon it from you, Father God. In Jesus' name, Lord, and I know that that delights in you, God, that she knows that you carry, as we were reading earlier in Colossians, that you carry the fullness of Christ, God, and she wants to experience what the fullness is, God. So we thank you, Lord, for giving to her without measure. Lord, your word says you give your Spirit without measure, God, so it's not being measured to her, God. She's just discerning and taking in all that you want her to have, God. So it becomes the fabric of her being, Lord, her dwelling place. We thank you for this, Father God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I'm seeing his light shine, even in the, not neon, but it's a type of light where you can see in the dark, like you can discern things, like things are highlighted under this light differently than a regular light. I don't know what that's called, but so I thank you, Lord, but that's being from the Lord. As you're taking things in from him, then outwardly, like your light can discern other things outwardly, like kind of like when you see like a neon strip on something, like on someone's shoe or the back of their jogger pants or something like that, you know, whether it's like you can see it and discern it quickly. So you're seeing things because but it's, you're discerning it because of the light of the Lord, but it's a different, it's also a different type of light. I guess the Lord wants you to know that, is that you can discern that with your eye. It's according to his light, but he has fixed it in such a way that you can see the nature of it in different aspects. Like even if the lights were out, you would still see the reflection of something and discern it and yada, yada. I don't know how else to explain that. Maybe that makes sense to you. But I think the Lord wants you just to know that it is his light that you're able to see in darkness and, or see other things, because he's given you that, like that mode of his light. And that's part of his grace for however you carry that and walk, or maybe even pray, or maybe even reconcile, you know, could be part of that too. So God bless you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, well, I receive that. Wow. Amen.
Lord, yes, God. Amen.
You told me that before. You spoke that to me before. A couple of weeks ago, I think, about the light. Yeah, I've been asking for discernment and, you know, to show me, you know, the deeper things and have a deeper discernment of things. So that makes a lot of sense. And you're saying about to rest in him. Sunday I went to the lake. When you said that, what I did Sunday, I went to the lake and it was just beautiful up there. It was just so peaceful. There was no one up there, or maybe one other person. And it was just a beautiful scenery, and I was just taking it in, just talking to the Lord and singing to him and enjoying the view of the lake and the water, the trees, the grass, and all that. So, you know, taking in his beauty. And I mean, it's a beautiful day. Sunday, it was warm and unseasonably warm, but I enjoyed it. And just resting in him and to be able to draw close to him and, like you say, discern his voice and hear his voice clearly on certain things. So I thank you
for that. That's beautiful. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's
beautiful.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah, pleasure to pray with you, Honor. Do you have any prayer requests?
Well, yeah, if you could. I met a person who, she's actually a customer of mine, a client, but she has a spirit of anxiety very, very bad. It's almost controlling her, and she knows it.
Mm-hmm.
She believes in the Lord and everything, and, you know, I've been praying for and with her about breaking that spirit off of her. If you could pray for her. Her name is Karen. And she has a lot of fear about good things that God's trying to bless her with, and she knows the enemy fighting her, but she don't know how to. She's taking medication and stuff, but she knows she don't need the medication. She knows it's a spiritual thing, trying to you know, break that spirit off of her. Yeah.
Okay. So back in my council days. Fear, when someone has fear, it's like very concrete. Like they could say, I have a fear of snakes. I have a fear of driving in the rain. I have a fear of heights. Okay, it's like very concrete what they're fearful of. And then anxiety is not, it's not, it's like a second cousin to fear, but you can't, you're feeling anxious, like something's doom, something's going to happen, but you don't know how to Yeah, you don't know. You can't put your finger on it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they can't actually.
Right. Like
even, so, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she said. Even tonight, she was reluctant about going to the fair because her daughter-in-law invited her, but she said, I don't want to go. I mean, there's no reason for me not to go. I'm not doing anything, but I don't want to get out there. I don't want to, you know, so that type of, I guess, the anxiety he has about life
okay,
and moving
yeah.
forward.
Okay. All right. So, Father, we thank you for Karen, God. We just lift her up to you, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that your word says that you are the God of all comfort. Lord, we ask you that you comfort her, Father God, too, and you actually are a God of solutions, Lord. So we ask, Lord, that you comfort her in such a manner that leads her to solutions, God, to break this off of her, Father God, that she would participate with your ways, Lord, the things that are available to her, Father God, to bring forth healing. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you for reaching her, God, for making every avenue, every canal, God, every place within her, God, to bring forth your peace, Lord, and your measures of your goodness, your loving kindness to her, God. So restore this, God. Reconcile this, God, whether the root is trauma, God, whatever it is, Father God, in Jesus' name, we ask that it come into fully into the light, God, and we thank you, Lord, that she would have the courage to participate and to receive healing, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
So much.
Thank you. You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you
God
for being
you
with
too.
Us. Okay. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
You're welcome. Bye. So let's see. 1, 2. So I have 6. I have a half an hour more, and so I'm not. I guess I'm off today with my sync of every week and my with my stewarding my time. So at some point, I'm probably going to have to just, if you have a, let me just do it now, I guess. If you have a prayer request and you want me to pray your prayer request, let me know when I open your phone line and say your number and give me your prayer request. And then I will pray that and I'll pray for you as well. But we'll just pray into that right away so that that will be all-encompassing on your turn while your phone line is open. And then, but then I otherwise I'm just going to open up your phone line and then get your name and where you're from and pray for you. So let's see, where am I? Okay, I'm here at 910-709. Is this Sylvia?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good.
Good, very good. Excuse me, I know my throat is still a little bit, I think it might be allergies. I think what happens is it rains. When it rains, though.
Oh, yes.
Something from the trees I've noticed that'll happen to me. So let me pray for you. Thank you so much for joining us. So Father, we thank you for Sylvia. Lord, we just lift her up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for your kingdom come and for your will to be done. Thank you, God, for your kingdom come,
yes.
Your will be done. And so I'm sitting here to say, your kingdom come, your will be done. It's like the ground is shaking underneath you, like he's taking the steps, and it's causing movement, and it's causing the earth to, like, your kingdom come and your will be done. It's like you can detect the movement of, detect his movement and his intentions in the earth. And anticipating where he's going to be next, what he's doing, you know, and how it's going to, you know, how that's going to happen. You know, it used to be when I was first married and stuff, you know, like My husband worked long hours in that, but I could detect, like, when he was going to come home. I could anticipate and just detect because our hearts were, like, in sync, I guess, and, like, when he would need dinner, so then it would be ready, you know, or I would have it for him, or even sometimes I would make what he was thinking about. It's because I could do this, like, the intuition kind of, you know, but it's like you're, it's more than that. It's, the earth is like you can really detect how he's moving and anticipate where he's going to be next. And it is all a part of his kingdom, you know, kingdom dynamics and his kingdom movement and you seeking even his kingdom. And may all these things be added unto her, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for adding unto her what is needed for the kingdom, God. And we thank you, Lord, for the placement for where you have her, God, that she can detect the movement, God, Jesus' name. Yeah, it's like, so when I'm saying, like, his kingdom come, his will be done, it's like he's taking these big giant steps and, like, starting to run. And it's like the earth underneath you is just, like, shaking. It's like it's moving because almost with the impression of him being a giant, you know. But you're detecting and you can pick up on that, so which is very cool. So thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for her sensitivity. We thank you, God, for even her feet, God, being a feet of peace, Lord, that will bring forth the gospel and where you have her, God. So we thank you for making her feet beautiful to bring forth the gospel, Father God, and where they land in preparation for your kingdom to come and your will to be done, God, that her feet are in sync with your feet, God, that she lands in the place that you have her to be in, God, with your kingdom, God, prepared with the gospel, ready to bring forth grace and truth and salt in this earth, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for how you've seasoned her for such a time as this, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Well, how are you doing?
Good. I was sitting there listening to you. I was writing my paper for school, and I was a little antsy about it, but the Holy Spirit is really dropping things in my spirit, and I'm actually getting it done. So I'm happy for
God.
That. Yes, I'm happy
good.
For that.
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Lord, for open revelation and revealing yourself. Yes, praise God. That is nice when it starts to flow. So praise God for that.
Yes. Well, thank you for praying for me. I know you have to move on.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It was good to pray for you. It's always an honor to pray here on PGN. So.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And God bless you.
Thank you. We want to know about your paper when you want to know about your paper later when you turn it in.
Okay.
Yes. So
I'll let you know.
Your paper in Jesus' name. Yes. Amen. Bye.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. Very good. Let me turn that off so it doesn't distract me. And then here we are here at 323-572. Good evening. Thank you for calling. Who am I speaking to and where are you calling from? Good evening, 323-572. I might be on mute on your phone. Oh, hi. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from? Hi.
Keisha, Texas.
Keisha, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Let me pray for you. Father God, we thank you for Keisha, God, in Jesus' name. We just lift her up to you, Father. We thank you, God, and just come before your altar. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father God. As I'm seeing winds blowing, like a new wind is blowing. I don't even know if it's a new direction. I'm not sure. but it is a purpose of the Lord. He's setting a new winds to blow on you. We thank you, Father God, for your spirit, Lord. We thank you, God, let it be a refreshing. Lord, we thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, that you take care of everything, even in the atmospheres, God, that you take care of it, God. Set it in order, God, from the atmosphere, from heaven to earth to heaven, on Keisha's behalf, Father God. And we thank you for those winds to blow, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that she stands on a kingdom that is unshakable, God. Your ways are unshakable, Father God. And even in Psalm 55:22, it says, "To as we cast our care upon the Lord, he shall sustain us." And I'm going to sneeze. Excuse me, not cause us to be shaken. And then it's also in Hebrews 12, I think it is, where it talks about we have not come to a kingdom, right? When we come to his kingdom cannot be shaken, but we hear his voice. So it's saying how much more, you know, those who didn't hear him, if you read Hebrews 12, the latter part of that, where it's talking about we've come to Mount Zion. So we come to him and his promises and hearing his voice that we do not turn away from what we hear. So we thank you, God, for your spirit moving on her and blowing, God. And I pray, Father, for what she hears, even in the whisper, God, that she will not turn away, God, her soul. Lord, we know her spirit will receive, God, but her soul will not fear. Her soul will not reject it in any way. It will not have hesitation. She will not have doubt and unbelief, God. Her soul will receive, Lord, as she sees you moving. You know, sometimes the Lord does, I'm seeing this, the Lord uses all of our senses, even in the natural, and that because he knows our souls, like our spirits receive, right? It's a constant ongoing and the willingness there, but our souls, we have to work through layers of our soul of being, you know, we have different things, you know, like the last caller just her anxiety and fears and different, right? We have different things and understandings and the motives and intentions and, you know, even the timing and when we hear things, right? So the Lord uses all of our senses to even prepare our soul to receive from him that in such a way he meets with us, even in a whisper, that our soul actually responds to him. Like we can feel that weightiness of his spirit. And, you know, that's when we bow to him or we get on our face or posture is responding to his spirit. And I see him, even the winds blowing and him preparing, even outwardly, what he's going to be doing inwardly for the receptive and the receiving of all of it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Very cool word. Yeah. So thank you. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you for joining us. Okay, our next caller, 828-989. Good evening. Is this Jennifer?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. So thank you, Father. Okay, let me just check where I am. Okay, wait, I'm sorry. I'm good. Okay. So thank you, Father, Lord, for Jennifer. God, we just praise your name. Lord, we bring her before your altar and before your throne, Father God. We thank you for your grace, Lord, and your goodness, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I'm seeing the color orange, but it's like a fall harvest, like a, I guess we could call it a burnt orange, like an amber orange color. I don't know if that's representation of the harvest in the fall and the season. Thank you, Father God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for how you speak, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you for the nature of your nature. God is so good, Lord.
Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. So, I don't know if... I thank you, Lord, how Jennifer takes in your goodness, Lord, your goodness to her, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that she recognizes that, God, that you bestow that upon her, that she can actually behold it. She beholds your goodness, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you. Just like when John, you know, called out from the crowd, he said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And it was a very unique time and place in the book of John that he said that, because the temple had been destroyed. The things for the priest inside of the temple being destroyed was the instructions for the priest to, you know, and how they were to, their regulations and their citations, if you will, and how they were to ordain, and the history of that was destroyed as well. So when John called out from the crowd, it was very prophetic and insightful for him to behold the things of the Lord, and he spoke into it. And I see in some ways that you're doing this, the same thing. Like when you behold the goodness of the Lord and you talk about that or teach about that or write about that, whatever you do, is that it, other people are able to take that in the way that you are perceiving it, the way that you are communicating it, and that it opens up and broadens a different perspective of who the Lord is, just like John seen something that others didn't know, but they needed to recognize it. They needed to be looking to the Lord to take him in as the Lamb of God, right? Because literally what he was calling out and saying, behold, the new covenant has come. It wasn't in simple terms and practical terms, but he was telling them to look at it, and you're going to behold it. You will see it come and be developed into your life the way it was intended to, as you behold it and keep looking, keep watching, right? And it's some similar sense, a parallel sense of you taking in the goodness of God and beholding it, and then being able to share that with people, that they will develop that into their own life and be able to take that in, and how the Lord, and even in the maybe the depth and the communication might be completely separate, like two different subjects. Okay, two different communicated subjects, but the matter is the same, which is Jesus, you know, and the depth of who he is and how he explains himself. Like for one person, it might be healing. For the other person, it might be repentance or direction or whatever, but they're beholding the goodness of the Lord, and you're bringing in a different understanding, again, and just depth to that, that people can behold that as well. So this orange thing that I'm seeing, I don't have time to look in my book, or I would, because I'm not sure if it's, well, it's definitely like an amber color orange, almost like the color, like you see the leaves of that orange color. So it's real pretty. It's real beautiful. I'm just not sure. I'm not sure what that orange means. If I was to look in my symbol book, I'm going to write it on the side near your name. Because, yeah, so let me just not say any more into that, because, but the behold part. So praise God for that. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I just closed your phone line. I thought I opened it. I'm backwards. I just did things backwards. I'm so sorry. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
You're welcome.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
That's good. So I'm wondering, too, like, you must be a good communicator if you can, you know what I'm saying, like, put things into words.
Mm-hmm. Very well.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Very nice. Okay, good.
When
that's
I write.
Very
when
cool.
I write, anyway, speaking, not so much, but writing, maybe.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, because there's a diligence on that. Like, and even in you, even when the breath of God is on that, when we write it, because we've read, and I'm sure you've read things or prophetic words or even descriptions of things. And when the breath of God is on that, it comes to life all over again, even if it was written years ago, you know? And
yeah,
that really
wow.
is a diligence. And yeah, it really is a diligence of coming before the Lord and being in that, you know, like Habakkuk said, write the vision and write the, like, writing it because you're staying in faith as you write, which definitely is the grace of God is on that as you're writing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, very cool. So thank you so much for
thank
joining
you.
Us. And yeah,
thank you.
Bless you. You're welcome.
You too.
Bye. Okay, 504-282. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hello, it's Nicole from New Orleans.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Okay, let me mute you, and I'll come right back. I'm going to pray for you and then come back. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Nicole, God. In Jesus' name, as most of us are going to say, we bless her in Jesus' name. So, Father, God, we thank her for being before your kingdom. God, yeah, I'm seeing like a redemption. He blesses you with redemption. He blesses you with his word. He's blessed you for redemption, and I'm not sure, like there's a seal and a kissing you on the forehead and even redemption. I don't know if that is like your grace to even redeem others, to redeem time. I'm not even sure, like all in scripture where it talks about redeem, the things that we are to redeem. But there's really something on that, but he's blessed you with redemption. And when he blesses us, as I was saying earlier, we're reading Psalm 67, he blesses us with responsibility. So when he blesses you with that, we are to use that for the other people. So he's blessed you with redemption. He wants you to use that redemption for other people, you know, for others, to bless others with redemption. I'm not sure exactly like what that looks like, the pattern, the ways in which he wants you to do that. I'm sure are very unique and very creative because that's exactly who he is. And I've never heard the Lord say that, but I'm just seeing him even just kiss you on the forehead and blessing you with redemption. And, you know, kind of like when he sealed us with his name and his Holy Spirit, right, in his covenant, yours includes redemption. I mean, that's how strong and how powerful it is. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, just for this gift, God. We thank you, Lord. Let her have that touch, God, like people say that Midas touch, God, but that touch of redemption. Let that be upon her life, Father God, in Jesus' name. You know, where people have a strong anointing or a strong authority, you have a strong redemptive. It's very strong in redemption. So we thank you, Father God, Lord, just for giving her that and yeah, gracing her with that and kissing her with that, God, Lord. Yeah, so like the kiss is like a seal. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Amen. There we go. Well, praise God. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
I can hear
yes.
You now.
Sorry.
Can you hear me? Oh, no, that's okay.
Yes, I can hear you. Yeah, so it makes a lot of sense. You know, praise God. He's definitely sent people to tell me that he's going to be using me for evangelism and deliverance. And so, you know,
oh,
him showing
wow.
you that in the spirit makes sense for him to seal me in that way.
Wow. Yes. Because deliverance definitely is redemption.
Yeah, praise God.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a true honor.
Wow.
Praise God.
Wow, God bless you.
And that. God bless you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank Amen. You for joining us. Okay. Have a good night.
Okay. You too.
Thank
good
you.
Night.
Bye. Okay, I'm sorry, my throat is still healing, I think. 903-834, good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Good evening. This is Carrie Lacey.
Carrie?
Uh-huh. I talked with you, I guess it's been a while, of Overton.
You're from where? Is that in Texas?
It's in Texas, Overton, Texas, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought I heard Overton before it was Texas. Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I know it's a big state. So, Carrie, your first name is Carrie?
Yes, yes, Carrie. Okay.
C-A-R-R-I-E. Okay.
I know it's
yeah.
late, but I was going to get on earlier, and it just, what I need prayer, I am having a lot of health issues. And also,
oh.
seemed like the enemy's steady attack to me because I feel like that it's something that God wants me to do, and I just need prayer.
Okay, I'd be happy to pray with you. Thank you, Carrie. So, Father, we lift up Carrie to you, Father God, in Jesus' name. We just come before your altar, God, and, Lord, we ask for your intervention, Lord, to come in her life, God, upon her call, on her life, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, the places where the enemy is disjointed, her feet and her walk, God, we ask that you align that, Lord, in your will, Father God, Lord, that it be set in place and set in motion, God. We thank you for the alignment, setting it in place, God, and helping her to take the steps in the direction that she's to go in, that you have her to go in, Father God. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for her health. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray, God, that you would bring forth your healing and your healing virtues unto her, God. We ask for your healing anointing to come upon her life, God, to bring forth healing and comfort, Lord, and ease from any pain or distress and troubles in her physical body, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for mending and melting and easing those places by your anointing, God, in Jesus' name. God, even just the warmth of your anointing, Lord, to come and to heal and to mend, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for your goodness, God. We thank you, Lord, for her calling, God. Let it be set in place. And we thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. So the Lord's going to do it, and then there's going to be motion. So there's going to be things that are going to be reconciled, and then the motion will come. So like the alignment, setting in place, taking a step, and then the motion will come. So just so you know, it's not going to all be at once, you know, like it's a process, right? And even, you know, talking about redeeming the land, cleansing the land, and then calling for the redemptive gifts that are in the land and bringing them forth. And it's a process in doing that, right? Even in the millennial, when he reigns for 1,000 years and he's shepherding us, to reconcile all things, even then it's a process. So it's just like learning and being with him in the process of it as well. And that's part of how your calling and is going to like get into alignment, the disjointed into alignment, you know, making the foundation firm, taking the step, and then the motion. So it will be a process in such a way like that. So, praise God. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes,
God
and may
you
receive
God
a healing anointing as well. So, may that come
thank
upon you.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. God bless you too. Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay. 972-365. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Sister Deborah. This is Sister Rhonda. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can hear you. It sounded a little bit distant, but I can hear you, though.
Yeah, I'm at work. I wanted to, my phone hung up early. I wanted to kind of touch bases on what you were saying about the witchcraft, but I just called back next Tuesday in the beginning so I could share what I wanted to share, but because I wanted to get prayer for my daughter. She has a nursing exam coming up next week, and she also have a chemistry class that's been giving her a lot of trouble, and I want prayer for that. And also, it's a police officer, a young lady that was killed in the line of duty. I don't know her, but she was killed, like, last month, 30 years old. And her baby has been with her mom, and now that she's lost her life, the dad is trying to all of a sudden come take the little boy that's 3 years old and just take him and not allow him back around the family. I don't know them, but I felt like I've been led to pray for them. And I think the young baby's name is Jace, J-A-C-E. So I wanted to get prayer for his family, her mom, you know, just that the Lord will intervene in that, and it just won't be a lot of chaos because the child is three already having to grow up without his mom. So his name is Jace. Wow. And I think it's the Stewart family, and then my daughter's name is Alyssa.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. But Father, we thank you, God, for Rhonda, Lord, and we just lift her up to you, God. And I was going to say we lift up the nations. I don't know if you have a call on your life for the nations. I don't know. So I've never heard that before just so quickly like that. So, Father, we thank you for that, God. We thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for Alyssa, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God, in her studies, God, how she's showing herself approved, God, as she's setting herself before you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for the skillfulness, Lord, and the attributes, God, that you give her and bless her to learn, to take things in, God, and to and to also retrieve them, God, how she's learning the learning process and the skills and the different abilities, Father, for her to remember, God, for her recall. God, we ask that you bless every functioning aspect in that, God. And I pray, Lord, even if she has reaching out to those to help her, either a mentor or the professor or whatever, Lord, another student, God, in different ways and different measures for her to learn that works for her learning abilities and capabilities, Father, for success, Father. Your word tells us that you bless the work of our hands. God, bless the work of her nursing school. Bless the work of her chemistry class, Father God. In Jesus' name, help her, Father God, to have success. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for a successful outcome for her nursing schooling and classes and courses and exams. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless Alyssa with every functioning role and qualification that she has need of, God. And we thank you, Lord, just speak to her spirit, God, your peace and your goodness, Lord, and help her, God, because you truly are a God of solutions, Lord. Give her the solutions and the resolutions, Father God, by your spirit, God, for a good outcome, Lord, and help her, Lord, on the other side of it to know that you did it, God, and that she relied not just on her own capabilities, God, but how you enhance, Lord, and she has, as some people call, like the winner's edge because of your spirit in her life, God. So we just call that forth into place in Jesus' name. Amen. And we pray for the Stewart family. In the name of Jesus, we speak the peace and presence of God to be with them, God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray for any evil intent or wrong intent or mishaps from this father. God, we just pray conviction to come where conviction is due, God, and that you would intervene, God, that you would you would definitely intervene, Father God, in what's best for this young this young boy, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we pray for the mother, God, God, Lord, just comfort them in ways we don't even know how to ask, Lord, and we ask for you to undergird her with your grace and your strength and give them wisdom, Lord, to know how to communicate, Father God, and we ask for favor from the community, favor from the people, the courts, the rulings, God, we ask for favor of peace, Lord, and stability in this household. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Deborah. I love you, and I was definitely praying for you last week when Randy said that you were sick. So we love you. We appreciate everything you do, and we just continue to pray God's blessing upon you and your family as well.
Well, thank you so much, Rhonda. I do love you, too, and I do appreciate your prayers, and I did get your message. It was a blessing, so thank you for reaching out and praying. I really appreciated it, so thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. Good night. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, we have caller 251-229. Good evening. How am I speaking to you? Where are you calling from?
Good evening. This is Sarah calling from Alabama.
Oh, hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
All right.
Well, thank you for joining us. Let me pray for you. Father, we thank you for Sarah, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for your grace on her life, God. We thank you, Lord, as we just come before your altar, Father God. We thank you, Lord, just how you freely move about her life, Lord. And Father God, you watch her coming in and her going out, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Even, you know, I'm seeing him have your back, like the grace and mercy following you. And his eye is watchful and sustaining upon your life. I thank you, Father God, like the Lord even knows your intentions and your motives. Like, he's just so watchful. I mean, not even in a creepy way. It's just because he likes you, you know, just like, he loves you. Not only does he love you, but he likes you. And, you know, like when you're kind of fascinated with someone, you're like, oh, I wonder like what they're going to order or what they're going to eat or like, you know, or whatever, you know. It's kind of like that. He's just, he not only loves you, he likes you. So, and this is why he's interested in even just like your desires, your motives and your intentions, you know. So just that fellowship. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Lord. And even the angels, so even his angels that he has commanded over you enjoy you and love you too. So, thank you, Father, for that, Lord, just how they, like, their interest in how you respond to the Lord, how you fellowship with the Lord, right, because it's different for them than it's different for us, in the sense, you know, like, even though they're created beings and they could, they're obedient, but they have a different relationship, like, they have the awareness that as being human, because they're just spiritual beings, and we are, you know, we carry humanity, and they know Christ, right? They know Christ, and that Christ is a spirit being, but he also carries humanity. They have a curiosity about our humanity, just like we do about, like, we can learn from them, just like they can learn from us, but your angels have a curiosity about you in a good nature, you know, like learning and taking in from you. So which, from what I'm seeing, it tells me the intentions of your heart and the motives of your heart are pleasing before the Lord, you know, right? Where it says, the verse that says, let the meditation of my heart and mind be pleasing to you, Lord, and because he's interested in watching, he's watchful over your motives and your intentions, they must be pleasing to him and in his sight. So So thank you, Lord, because that's quite the quite an accomplishment, or not accomplishment, but you know what I'm saying. It is a constant plowing and surrendering that we do to go before the Lord to keep our hearts pure and to realize, like, oh, hey, well, that was a bad attitude, or, hey, wait a second, I am trusting you, Lord. Why am I acting like I'm not here? You know what I mean? It's just a constant plowing and a constant going before him, you know, to keep our hearts and the meditation pure and right before him. So actually, let me look that up, because that is, it's interesting when I pray for someone, how, like, I see it with a different wisdom than when I was just reading it, or if I would, it's a different, it's just a different understanding when I pray. Okay, Psalm 19:14, let the words of my mouth, and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Okay. Yeah, right. So thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for that. That purification process. A purification, Father. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, they're really, I think I'm saying that, I'm just I'm saying that purification, it is a, you know, like there's two kinds of waters we can drink. We can drink the spring water, the tap water, or whatever, you know, from the hose. And, you know, bottled water, and then there's purified water. And you really do drink the purified, you drink from the well, and it's purified. So so there really is something to that, and I, what I'm saying is, like, your process and how you come before the Lord and how you surrender to the Lord and give yourself to the Lord, and you receive from him, you're receiving his purified water, and there's that purification in that when you come. So it's not like a ritual or ceremonial or religious in any way. It is, but there is a process in which you do it that is very much like can go deep into the well to get the purified water. You know, you're not just getting like the splashing over or sprinkling, you know, you are truly receiving a purification and a purified water and cleansing from him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. But I just really thank the Lord for the word of God, because that's exactly what I want, you know, and it's to be purified by the Lord, to let him just rain down his water, his purification, his glory, everything. Like, I could just go through the day, and if I know it's the conviction, it, I know it's with the conviction, and I say, Lord, did I do something wrong, and how does it line up in your way? So I'm just thankful to the Lord that he gave you the words to say, you know, and the wisdom and the knowledge that he gives you, not only for me but to other callers, because this is what the Lord has to say. I mean, he uses you in such a, like, humbling way, you know, and a delicate way. That he wants his servants to be used in is not just, it's like having the fruits of the Spirit, you know, whether it's meekness, humbling, all the fruits of the Spirit that we should have, he likes his servants to have too, so they can be
spreading the word of God, and they can be humble. And it's not just about me saying it. It's just about him doing it through you, you know, to speak to others. So I'm just, I'm just really thankful to the Lord on tonight about the purification process and what he wants to do in this hour with me. And what I would like to do is keep him the head of my life all the time. So I'm thankful to the Lord for the word tonight. So, and thanks for taking out the time for me.
Yes. Thank you. I think I got to get back in the groove because I could feel I'm getting lost, and then I was checkerboarding across the platform there. So, yes, thank you, Sarah. That was really rich, what you just shared with me. I think I may have needed to hear that. And so for that, I just bless you, and I do appreciate that. And, thank you so much for letting me pray for you. And, thank you. I do appreciate your words and your fellowship and kindness and love. So thank you.
Well, thank you, and I'm glad you're feeling better. Thankful to the Lord.
I appreciate that. Yes, amen. Me too. Well, I'm going to let you go. Mm-hmm. I guess we need to end. So thank you so much for joining us, and you have a good week.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you. Okay, bye, everyone. Thank you so much again for joining us. And Pastor Prophet Randy will be here shortly. And God bless you all. Thanks again. Shalom.